Apple a Day. It's Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness show where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I am Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Andrea Rader Mendler. She is a physician assistant in our aesthetics and plastic surgery department, and it is great to have you back on Apple a Day. Welcome.
Thank you, Katie. It's great to be back.
Of course. We haven't talked to you since you joined Lake Region Healthcare and we introduced you to the community. So before we kind of dive into today's topic, I'd like you just to reintroduce yourself a little bit. Tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and your background.
Yeah, I would love to. My career in healthcare actually started back in 2011 as a respiratory therapist. But during that time, I knew that I wanted to continue on in my medical training, and being a physician assistant was something that was always important to me. So in 2020, I graduated from the University of Washington's Physician Assistant Program. And always having a personal interest in skin health and skin care, choosing aesthetic medicine was a natural fit.
Oh, that is great. I had forgotten you started in respiratory therapy. Yeah. What a great journey. And it's been so great to have you, along with Dr. Johnson, in the plastics and aesthetics department. And today, we are going to talk a little bit about rosacea and some other skin concerns. You wrote a great article for our blog this month about rosacea, since April is Rosacea Awareness Month. If we get time, we'll dive into a couple other topics too, but let's just start with rosacea. What is it? What causes it? How common is it? Who does it usually affect? Just kind of the ABCs of rosacea.
Yeah, absolutely. So rosacea is a very common skin condition that I see in my practice, and it is considered chronic, meaning most people have it the majority of their lifetime, and it can kind of wax and wane. So it is inflammatory. A lot of patients with rosacea complain of having facial redness, mm-hmm. Unwanted facial vessels, flushing, burning, stinging, itching, and even acne-like bumps.
When you mention acne, I think sometimes it might be difficult to tell the difference. What are kind of the cues that tell you it's acne or it's rosacea?
Yeah, that's a really good question as well. So unlike acne, which when we think of acne, we're thinking of oil glands that are getting clogged, leading to blackheads, pimples, more of that presentation. Mm-hmm. And then we are often seeing that not just on the face alone. You know, patients can have acne on the shoulders, back, chest, whereas rosacea is usually limited to the face.
Sure.
And rosacea being more vascular in nature, you see some of that burning and stinging and flushing that isn't seen with acne.
Sure. And in terms of who it affects, it seems to be both men and women, and older when it usually appears. Is that true?
Yes, that is true. So most patients are developing their rosacea symptoms after age 30.
Okay.
Although we can see it in children and teens, it's not as common, mm-hmm. But both men and women alike around 30 and above.
So what are the symptoms that might show up, or triggers that might cause rosacea or flare up? Because it sounds like they vary a lot from person to person. What should you watch out for?
Yes, that is correct. So triggers, symptoms, and the severity of symptoms vary from person to person. So as I mentioned just a moment ago, facial redness, mm-hmm. Facial vessels, sometimes we call them, you know, spider veins, those small little red vessels throughout the cheeks, nose, chin area, burning, stinging of the skin, even swelling, dryness, and those bumps that mm-hmm. may look like acne but are not in fact acne.
Mm-hmm. Is it true that certain foods or other kind of external factors can cause kind of triggers or flare-ups?
Yes. So a lot of external factors can cause patients to have flare-ups or flushing of the face.
Mm-hmm.
Some common triggers are sunlight, extreme temperatures. So in Minnesota, we get both the hot and the cold, spicy foods, alcohol, exercise, feeling stressed, medications, and then, you know, just hot flashes that women experience during menopause can cause their rosacea to flare.
So I understand there isn't a cure for rosacea, but there are some things that you can do to kind of manage some of those triggers or flare-ups and keep them tamed down. Let's start with talking about skincare. Are there some things you recommend when it comes to skincare routines or products?
Yes. So since rosacea skin is more sensitive and it is going to be, you know, that kind of reacting or relapsing condition, it's good to use just very gentle products. So mm-hmm. using gentle cleansers, gentle moisturizers that are free of harsh ingredients. You know, what does harsh ingredients mean? That's things like alcohol, fragrance, and exfoliants. So I don't recommend that patients use things with scrubs mm-hmm. or beads mm-hmm. Or harsh acids that could really irritate that skin.
So keeping it kind of pure and,
yep.
and natural is best for skincare. Yes. Protection from the sun is really important too. What's best for rosacea prone skin when it comes to sun protection?
Yes, sun protection, I agree, is important for every skin type, but especially those who are more sensitive and rosacea prone. I recommend a physical sunscreen. So you would want to look for a product that contains either zinc oxide and or titanium dioxide. So those are two minerals that block the sun's rays from damaging the skin with at least an SPF of 30 or higher.
Okay. Important to apply every day and probably with
yes.
more than once a day.
Yes. The reapplication I find is where many people, including myself, tend to fall off.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
The sunscreen it's wagon.
A little easier to remember when you're getting ready in the morning, but harder to remember to continue that throughout the day. How about medications? Are there medications that are sometimes called for when it comes to managing rosacea?
Yes, absolutely. So with all those different symptoms that you know people can have with rosacea, sometimes prescriptions are needed to help, you know, calm the inflammation, reduce that flare up, or if they're having the acne-like breakouts. So they can be gels, creams, or even in some cases, oral medications like antibiotics might be necessary.
Okay, so always good to explore those options if needed. And laser therapy and light therapy are a couple of other options you wrote about in your article. Tell us a little bit more about how they work and what those entail.
Yes, so both light and lasers are highly effective at treating the redness and the unwanted vessel component of rosacea. So here at the clinic, I perform broadband light, which is a form of intense pulsed light. This is a very helpful treatment for my patients. It's, I like to say, highly corrective, and we are able to see results more quickly with this in-office treatment as opposed to a prescription perhaps.
Okay.
Usually 3 to 6 treatments are recommended, and we space those about a month, month and a half apart. Once we finish that initial corrective series, I usually see most patients back 1 to 2 times a year for maintenance, being that rosacea is that chronic skin condition.
Mm-hmm.
So we do want to stay on top of that. So in addition to the broadband light, I also offer laser treatment, which helps to reduce the redness, inflammation, and some of those facial vessels. This laser option is quick, comfortable, and sometimes we refer to it as a lunchtime laser.
Mm.
So you don't have to take much time out of your day to have this done. Another great thing about this particular laser treatment is while we do typically need more treatments to kind of get to that correction, it is safe to perform on all skin types and even during the summer months, which we usually think of as kind of not laser season.
Right. So a couple of really good options for kind of ongoing corrective and maintenance of those symptoms. Anything else about rosacea before we move on?
You know, I think we did a great job of touching on skincare, trigger avoidance, potentially prescriptions, and then some in-clinic therapies. So, yeah,
awesome.
I think that's a great touch on all those areas.
Great. Then let's see if we can squeeze in just a couple of more topics while we have you here. As
yeah.
we kind of head into summer, we talked about sunscreen and kind of what to look for rosacea-prone skin. What about other types of skin or skin goals? If you're, for example, just really wanting to avoid premature aging or wrinkles or age spots, skin cancer protection, whatever it might be. There's so many sunscreens out there. How do you choose the right one for your circumstances?
I agree. There are a lot of sunscreen options out there, which is a good thing, but can be confusing if you're not sure what to look for. So fortunately, our sun protection products have come a long way. Gone are the days of the white, cast, or some of the coconut smelling oils.
Yes, right.
So there are great products available for all ages, all different skin types and concerns, like you mentioned. So I would say if age spots or brown spots are your concerns, or you have any discoloration of the face, I would choose a sunscreen that has brightening ingredients, or also a tinted formula can be really nice to kind of cover some of those brown spots and even out the skin tone. Since we are heading into summer, a lot of people are going to be at the lake, outdoors, being active. So I would look for a formula that is water resistant, one that's not going to rinse off in the pool or the lake or drip into your eyes when you are, sweating.
Right.
And then you had mentioned earlier reapplication. So just to kind of drive that point home, that reapplication after 2 hours is what's recommended, or sooner if you were in the water enjoying some nice outdoor activities. So some formulations that can make reapplication easier are sunscreen sticks. So looking for just a nice product that you can throw in your backpack, in your purse, have on the boat, in your car, and brush-on sunscreens are also a newer popular product as well. So for those of us who like to wear makeup or don't want to reapply a liquid, there are nice powder formulas that come in a little easy-to-go brush that you can just reapply.
That's super handy. I've also seen recently for your part in your hair, they make some great sunscreen. For those Scandinavian blondes out there, right? Really a helpful tool as well. Well, those are all great tips. And you mentioned it earlier, but 30 SPF, is that kind of the magic number?
At least 30 SPF,
Okay.
Or above.
Okay.
But that is the kind of gold standard recommendation of a sun protective factor of at least 30.
Perfect. Shifting to some other skin concerns, premature skin aging and sun damaged skin. So I'm thinking about myself here and all of the products that seem to show up in my social media feeds these days, which might have something to do with my age. But if you could only add one thing to your skincare routine to address those issues, assuming that you already wear sunscreen, what would your number one recommendation be for someone with those kind of premature aging, sun damaged skin concerns?
Yeah, so after sunscreen, the next product I would recommend incorporating into your routine is an antioxidant serum, such as a high quality vitamin C serum.
Okay.
So the benefit of an antioxidant serum is that you are getting protection from those environmental factors that are damaging and aging your skin. And also these products can help brighten the complexion, lighten the brown spots, and have nice anti-aging properties as well. Looking for a good quality product is key. So making sure that it has a good concentration of vitamin C, and that's, something that, a product we do carry here at our clinic. So if somebody had questions about which, vitamin C serum is right for me, we can always discuss that.
Similarly, and you talk about in your office, if a person wanted to know what you could do to help address skin aging concerns, I know you offer a lot of things. What would be your top two or three?
Yeah, so I mean, we did mention broadband light treatment for rosacea, but it is also highly effective at treating age spots and skin discoloration in general. So broadband light treatment is one of the most popular treatments that we do here at the clinic. And I think anyone from, teens with acne up to patients in their 70s could have benefit from that. Another popular treatment that I love myself is Botox injections. So if wrinkles are your concern and you're wanting to either prevent them or soften the ones that are there, it's a very safe and quick treatment that gives you months of results. So if you have questions about that, I'd be happy to chat with you about that. But broadband light and Botox.
Those are the top
two. Those are the top two.
Awesome. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners, either about rosacea or your aesthetics practice at Lake Region Healthcare?
I just want to highlight and remind our listeners that consultations with myself are complimentary. And if anyone has questions about their skin health, their skincare routine, schedule a visit. It's a really fun time where we get to sit down, we get to connect, we get to learn. I always learn something from my patients as well. So I would say, book a consultation.
That's such a great feature, that complimentary consultation, just to start to learn and see where and if you may want to proceed with anything further.
Absolutely.
And those can be booked online at lrhc.org or just give the clinic a call at 218-739-2221. All right, before we go, if you could offer just one health tip to our listeners, what's your health tip today?
I would encourage our listeners to make sure that they are prioritizing self-care. So this looks different for everyone and can include things like skincare routines or in-office skin treatments. But I am a firm believer that in order to have great physical health, we must also focus on our mental well-being.
Mm, they're so closely connected, right?
Yes.
Such a great tip. Andrea Rader-Mendler, physician assistant in our aesthetics and plastic surgery department in the main clinic here in Fergus Falls, my guest today on Apple a Day. Thanks for sharing your knowledge, shedding some light on how to spot and manage rosacea and manage some other popular skin concerns. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much, Katie.
Andrea and Katie on Apple a Day this morning, reminding you at Lake Region Healthcare, we are here for you always.